Scorpions Avenue.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods.
A.k.a. Two Bros, No Garden Hose.
A.k.a. Identical Twins, Non-Cringe, News Binge as They Live, Reality Fringe, Our Parody News Wins.
Woo!
Our Pandy News Wins. That's Scott M. Boyd.
Did you have trouble reading parody in a Pandy?
I did parody in Pandy, but I meant Pandy. I said parody. I'm sorry. I was on a roll. Scott Boyd made it very poetic.
Yes.
He's very poetic, Scott Boyd. If you know the readings and the writings of Scott Boyd, Scott M. Boyd. You
thanks, buddy. Thanks for joining the fray. We like it.
We love it. Anybody, you can send us your AKAs. Just do hashtag AKA Sklarbro, and we'll get them. And we'll put them up. We'll post them up. We'll shout you out. Mm-hmm. Appreciate everybody who listens to this podcast. Hope you're enjoying it. Hope the content is hitting you right where you need it. Giving you that break in the day. Smooth, fun, nice tasting. It goes down easy. You ready
Let's
for this?
Yeah.
Let's do one. So I flew recently. I went back to visit mom and kind of help her through her heart surgery. And I went on Southwest Airlines. First time we've flown in over a year.
First time you've flown, yeah.
It was like a year and 13 months. Okay, mm-hmm. First time I've flown. And it was over a 3-hour flight from LA to there. And there was almost 4 hours on the way back home. So it wasn't like a puddle jump of sorts.
It was a serious flight.
I wore a mask the whole time. And I talked about this on an earlier podcast. It was uncomfortable. I'll just say it. Like, I'm used to not wearing a mask for 3 hours, 4 hours straight. I wore a mask the whole time, and it was uncomfortable until it wasn't. Then I like figured out how to breathe in it, and I was fine. But for a while there, it was like there were moments where I was feeling really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I tried to eat a snack and drink water under the mask. It's like your first time slow dancing in seventh grade.
I don't know where to put your hands.
I'm sweating
a lot.
I try to suppress my boner. That was difficult at times. Suffice to say, it was not fun for anyone, including the person who was right next to me. Mm-hmm. But I got through it. Right, Jay?
Thankfully, yeah, you did.
Both times I sat next to small people who respected the space between us, and I wound up okay.
You did it and you wound up okay.
I made it through. And
you're not rushing to get back on a plane.
No, I have to get on a plane in June. Mm-hmm. I'm going in June with my family, and I'll sit next to my kids, and they're great because like they're actually fun to share it with, and that's fine. But like I seriously had to like brace myself for the flight mm-hmm. emotionally and mm-hmm. mentally. Mm-hmm. You know? You think that like on every flight there's going to be a fight that breaks out, because I don't know if you know this, Jay, but like fights have been breaking out.
Yeah.
It's like getting gas in North Carolina 2 weeks ago. Like people are pissed.
And it depends on where you're flying to. Like you were flying to St. Louis, Missouri, to Missouri, where
right.
we're from.
By the way, where there's like bound to be several like QAnon faithful on the plane.
Yeah. Ready to fight.
And then just dipshits on the flight. So there are people who have to fly to St. Louis, like me. And then there are people who are like, I'm just traveling like there was no pandemic at all. So like there have been fights in terminals. There have been fights on the plane. It's like
airports are like the new Little League baseball fields.
Right? Because there are fights all over the place there.
Oh, yes.
Right? You know those. You almost got into one.
With the umpires, with the other coaches. And now I'm friends with that guy.
I know. That's
great.
Super
nice.
I do like that. So when this next story came up about craziness happening on a plane, I'm like,
You didn't even bat an eye. You're like,
de rigueur. This happens every single day.
Should expect it to happen.
And it's just insane. So we expect this. And the people who were on the flight, who the flight had to be diverted, how pissed were they? I kept thinking about that the entire time. If that happened on my flight, I would have been like first scared and then super mad.
Yep.
Probably that after like it's settled in that your flight's going to take a few extra hours, that's when you start, like, I want to kick that guy's ass.
I would
ass.
Go crazy on
right.
him.
Right. Okay. That's when you start hitting his ass. Here mm-hmm. we go. The incident occurred on a JetBlue flight from New York to San Francisco on Sunday, ABC7 reports. The passenger in question, get this, was allegedly spotted carrying a bag full of white substance, which he snorted from.
That's not great. That's definitely all, not issued by JetBlue.
Right,
we know
it's
that.
Not a collection of Terra chip dust.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? From the bottoms of the bags.
It's pretty bold to take like Coke on a plane in a bag.
I'm not sure it was Coke. Maybe it was like crushed up oxy.
Kosher salt.
Meth.
Bath salt. What was it?
Could have been a number of things mixed together, like a drug sort of shake and bake of sorts.
Or like everything but the Coke.
Everything but the Coke.
It's like a seasoning from Trader Joe's.
Everything but
from
the
like the drug version.
It looks
version
like,
of
okay,
Joe's.
Everything but the Coke. So he's snorting that, everything mm-hmm. but the Coke. Mm-hmm. He also reportedly made aggressive stabbing motions towards other passengers. At mm-hmm. that point, let the guy have the armrest.
Yeah.
Am I right,
yes,
Jay?
Yes, yes.
Or this is the moment at which you say, maybe we don't need to go to wine country this year. Mm-hmm. If you're in New York heading out to San Francisco.
Yeah. You're stuck though on a plane. Like, it's a very tough situation if this guy's going crazy on a flight, because it's not like you're all going to get together and beat him down.
No, because then he might eventually wake up. But this is why, again, this is who's flying right now. People who have crazy to day the flight, crazy people and Hasidic Jews.
Who don't listen to any rules ever.
Because they're praying three times on the flight and they don't consider themselves part of any community, land or air.
So those people, that's who's flying.
And Walter White Nostrils over here.
Right. Who's like stabbing at a six-year-old kid.
Who's listening to Dinosaur Train a little too loudly on her iPad. After stabbing at passengers, this model citizen yelled racist slurs and made inappropriate comments to female passengers. You knew he wasn't going to have like a forward-thinking view on an equal pay scale for women, right? Wow, this is a guy, Jay, let's think about this.
Who made racial slurs.
Mm-hmm, took shots at women, made stabbing motions in a bid to basically take the whole plane down with
him. While he was snorting what could possibly be cocaine out of a bag.
Do you remember when we had a president who behaved like that every single day? Mm-hmm.
The guy who was in charge of all of us, of our country, of the world in a sense.
So this guy was only in charge of snorting the white stuff in his baggie. That guy was in charge of the White House.
Think about how bad that is.
Right. So while he reportedly refused to wear a mask,
of course,
that's a surprise.
Yeah.
He was also spotted not wearing shoes as he walked up and down the aisle.
No shoes.
No mask, no shoes, no service. Kick his ass.
This is a guy who I bet runs barefoot, if he runs
or
at all.
Or hikes, you know, like walks on trails barefoot, the way we used to when we were cavemen.
Uh-huh. We don't want to look at your feet, you dummy. Nobody does.
To see all the places you shoot up between your toes. Nobody needs to see that.
I'm straight up surprised that this guy wasn't doing karate moves.
Like when the beverage cart came down the aisle, try and take it down with a little jiu-jitsu. Mm-hmm. This is the point at which you look to see, all right, who's the federal marshal? Am I right?
Who's the federal marshal? And this is where a solid, like, near-death chokeout is okay.
Right, and a very powerful taser or a tranquilizer, right? Mm-hmm. I'm okay with tranking this person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Trank him till he's down.
Trank him out for a couple of hours, put him in cuffs.
Drag him to the back of the plane and just leave him there face down.
All right, I'm going to give you what I think should be on a plane for people like this in the future, because we're like, what do we do about this? I have an idea.
I've got to pitch it to you right after this break.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Hope you're doing well. Thank you for engaging with this podcast. Please tell other people about it. Rate it and review it on iTunes so it can move up the ladder. And follow us on all social media at Sklar Brothers on Instagram, TikTok, on Twitter. Our YouTube page, Sklar Bro Country, has old episodes of Cheap Seats. Really good, fun stuff on it. Check that out.
Small stand-up that's really fun too.
So fun. So check that out. And
Let's do it.
Shall we get back into this? So when we left, there was a guy on a flight from JetBlue flight from New York to San Francisco.
Snorting cocaine out of a bag.
Some white substance out of a bag.
Stabbing motions at six-year-old kids.
Not wearing shoes, not wearing a mask, and walking up and down the aisle. Okay? Like I said, I'm okay with tranquilizing this person, put him in cuffs.
I'm okay with choking him out for a while.
Here's my new pitch. You ready for this, Jay? Instead of a third bathroom, what you do, you create a mini cell to put crazy stabby people on planes who are snorting baggies full of white substances.
Yes, yes.
A bathroom-sized jail cell for those guys and really shitty toddlers.
Yeah.
Are you down with this?
I'm so down with this. Plane jail. Air jail.
Because the flight was forced to divert to Minneapolis, where it landed in the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport, and the aggressively behaving passenger was removed, hopefully forcibly, from the flight and handed over to law enforcement. And I'm sure everyone who was trying to get to San Francisco was super pumped that they had to take that two-hour diversion.
Yeah, and of course, and you know now it's longer to fly east to west back.
Yeah.
So
it was like a 6.5-hour flight that is now a nine-hour flight. Thanks a lot, you dick. This is the point at which, and I don't love clapping on a plane, right?
Yeah, I don't love it.
Plane lands, that's the guy's job. You should land. No need to clap, even if there was a lot of turbulence. What I say is, this is a point where you can clap. When they take him out and bounce him off the thing, that's when you can clap, all right? When he's forcibly removed, that's okay. In a statement obtained by Fox News, a spokesperson for JetBlue said on Sunday, JetBlue's flight 915 with scheduled service from New York's JFK to San Francisco was forced to divert to Minneapolis after a customer on board had been acting erratically and aggressively toward crew members.
As we talked about.
Love to hear how the airline puts their spin on it. Mm-hmm. We removed the guy and replaced him with his weight in Oreo crisps. Like, you know, that they're trying to like
be funny about it.
Hey, we added snacks, guys.
Look what we did for you guys.
The flight was met with by law enforcement. The customer was moved and the flight continued to San Francisco. And I'm sure everyone was cool with the delay.
Yeah.
Maybe they are. I don't know. If you're on the flight and there's a white powder snorting, stabby gesture making, racial slur hurling asshole on board, maybe the removal of that guy is like getting through emotional turbulence.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Jay?
Yeah.
And you feel better. Like when you go through turbulence in the air and then it levels out, how good do you feel?
I feel really good.
Right? You're like, okay,
we got back. Through that.
Like that next very smooth part of the plane, you're like, okay.
Smoother than ever.
Wonder if the pilot came on and said, folks, we had ourselves a rough patch that we all just went through, right? Mm-hmm. Some bumpy stuff. Or you knew the guy was crazy. You knew he was going to move down and you're like, all right, emotional turbulence. It's tough to get through.
Mm-hmm.
But once we get this jackass off the plane in Minneapolis, it's going to be smooth sailing to the Bay Area.
Precisely.
If he treated it like emotional turbulence,
yeah.
I feel like that would have been cool. If he acknowledged the fact that there is some crazy thing happening right there.
Yeah.
Safety is JetBlue's first priority, and we appreciate our crew members' response and our customers' patience during this incident. Not enough to award anybody like a voucher for a free flight anywhere, but we're going to pass around the contents of the man's plastic baggie just for everyone to partake in, right?
By the way, cocaine feels like a terrible idea to take on a long flight,
right? That would be the worst thing to do.
If an edible, maybe.
Like cocaine is the thing. Like a plane doesn't allow you to walk around and show how confident you are in yourself. That you take cocaine, you want to tell everyone how great you are.
Do it at a club.
Right?
Don't do it on a plane.
You'll be stuck in the middle seat of row 16. Thank you.
Do it on Virgin, not on JetBlue.
Yeah, you're basically wasting.
Remember Virgin Airlines? Is that still around?
You're wasting a full bag of Coke. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Edible, like you said, Jay. Way better.
Edible.
Nobody has eaten a pot gummy and then started making stabbing motions at people, right? Yeah. No one's ever eaten a space cake and then yelled racial slurs at people, right?
No, I don't think so.
I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a person sucking on a weed lollipop telling a woman to go back in the kitchen.
Right.
They're a little more evolved than this. I feel like this was meth, Jay.
Yeah, it probably was meth.
And if so, you had spent all that money on a full bag of meth to snort from. How in the world did you have enough left over to buy a plane ticket?
Yeah, it feels like a down payment on a house worth of cocaine in that bag.
In that, if it was, they said it was a full bag. Unless you plan on selling half of it when you land in San Francisco.
And you're just sampling the goods before you get out of there.
You're broke at this point. It's either a bag of meth or he was snorting laundry detergent.
Which?
And spewing racial slurs. That makes sense. It's like there's people at Tide who snort Tide, call it, doing a load of whites.
Mm-hmm.
Getting everything, got to white out everything.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get out the stains.
Bleach it out.
And that is the show, guys. Stay connected, stay protected, don't get infected. This is not a hoax.
But we got the jokes.
See you guys tomorrow.
A podcast network.